Welcome to our teaching today, where Christ's Word is the center of our world. We are about to listen to the undiluted Word of God from the throne of grace with Pastor Philip Ransom Bello.
Yes, rejoice, rejoice, rejoice. Glory! Woo! Hallelujah! Praise the Lord. Okay, Father, Lord, as we go into your word, let light and revelation come to us. Speak to our hearts today, for in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So last Sunday we began our series on spiritual fervency, and I'm going to continue that all the way till January. First week, second week, third week of January. Thank you. Spiritual fervency, we spoke about the example of the Israelites who took for granted their, thank you very much, who took for granted the deliverance that God gave them through Moses. And we said importantly that Paul contrasts his discipline with the indiscipline of Israel by saying they overestimated themselves based on what they could not do against what they were meant to do. What I mean to say is when you have an overestimation of your spirituality, you may fall short of certain things that are required of you because you are too confident in the flesh, so to speak. And the Bible warns against being confident in the flesh. The Bible speaks of being of a meek, contrite spirit, that you depend on the leading of the Holy Spirit so that you don't fulfill the desires of the flesh. And we also said that this coming year will be a year where you must give attention to spiritual things because God wants you to continue in certain things. I would emphasize that today, that you have known and grow in those things. The Israelites fell short of God's expectation of them because they felt they were the chosen of God. And just because you're chosen doesn't mean without leaning on Him, you wouldn't fall. That's why Scripture is clear when it says, "He who stands, take heed lest he falls." So I don't want anyone to go into 2024 with a sense of overestimation of self, but a deep sense of reliance on God. Because God wants you to grow in the faith. There's some of you whose spiritual life will be on fire for God in 2024. It won't be business as usual. It's not going to be something that is not paid attention to. Man is a tripartite being, spirit, soul, and body. You are a spirit, you have a soul, and you live in the body. Do you know that we pay more attention to our minds, to our bodies, to the things that concern our well-being without paying attention to our spirits? And your true strength is in your spirit. Your true strength is in your inner man. The Holy Spirit teaches, or the Holy Spirit, if you see the prayer of Paul, Paul says that you are strengthened in the inner man by the Holy Spirit. So your real strength is not in how you woke up feeling that morning. Your real strength is not in your psychology. Your real strength is not even in your preparedness for life. And let me also say to those who think money is everything, your real strength is not in how much you have. Your real strength is not in the connections you have built. Your true strength, if God wants to assess you now, the true assessment of you is the state of your spirit man. So we have to pay attention to our spirit man. If the picture of your spirit man is being shown to you, many of us may be dwarfs in our spirit man. But you see, you may be very expressive when it comes to the things of God. Doesn't necessarily mean you are growing spiritually. Because it takes a level of intentionality to grow spiritually. You know, and I told you last year, it's perfect now, thank you. I told you last Sunday, that next Sunday I'll be saying last year. But for now, it's last Sunday. I told you last Sunday that next year will be a year where anything that is spiritual will be fought against. There will be a bold, loud fight against God, the name Jesus, people who identify with God, people who associate with God. There will be a contention against the things of the Spirit. And I'm telling you also that people who are born again will begin to lose favor for the things of God. It will happen in 2024. So to combat what will play out in 2024, like I said last Sunday, you must not catch the disease of the world. You must not be infected by the coldness of the world. Now, your job may have the potential to stifle your spirituality. Hear me. Don't quit your job. That's not what I'm saying. But if your job overtakes your mind to the point whereby you are not concentrating anymore on the things of God, or your desires or your affections, the things that you long for. You know, you can pray to God so eagerly and you miss God Himself. So you must make sure that every external influence that stands to distract you, it doesn't become an idol in your heart. Because these days, it is easy for anything to be an idol. What is an idol? An idol is that which takes the place of Christ. When it comes to worship, when it comes to your full adoration, when it comes to your full expression of what is valuable, what is important, it has taken that. So you must be careful with that. Are you following what I'm saying? So in 2024, watch out for it. On social media, there'll be a blast of pastors. People will blast pastors. People will blast anything that is God. That's why, you know, I keep talking to those people who love trends more than the Bible. You must make sure you are more immersed in the gospel than you are immersed in trends and on Twitter. In fact, the amount of time you spend on social media is a pointer to what feeds you. So you have to pay, you know, for some of us, the real fast is not food. The real fast is phone, for some of us. There are some of us, I'm not talking about work that needs your attention through your phone. That's not what I'm talking about. But you see, when you're just scrolling, you know that scroll that just keeps going and you are scrolling, 3 hours has passed. How many of you understand what if you understand, just look straight. Okay? If you understand what I'm saying, say, I understand. Okay. Now, you know that scroll that just keeps going. Someone said that the average Nigerian young person scrolls on the phone for 3 kilometers. That is, if you were to spread the scroll, you see that thing? If they made it a line and drew it on the floor, it is 3 kilometers. So you can't even run for 12 centimeters, but you can scroll for 3 kilometers. That is how much time a lot of us give to phones, give to social media, give to things that are not even important. And you don't have mileage when it comes to the study of the word. There is a problem. So the question you are now asking yourself is, what are you feeding and what are you intentional about as your source? Because whatever you listen to feeds you. Whatever you pay attention to feeds you. And I want us to be very intentional. Help me tell your neighbor, say, Pastor is talking to you. Yes, God help you if you're not talking to that neighbor or if you are quarreling with that neighbor today. But there are no quarrels in this house. Now, spiritual fervency. I want to show you a few scriptures. We're going to share that together before we go, because we'll be back again in the evening. But today, are not the evening I will prophesy. Amen. There will be the manifestation of the Spirit. The sick will be healed. There will be prophecy. The power of God will be everywhere. We will speak into 2024. Okay, you know when people say, why do believers religiously tag a year? This is my year off. What happened to last? So last year, dominion and power don't finish. This year, it is the year of supernatural expansion. Christians are funny. Have you heard things like that? Now, we're not religious people who just say things. The Bible says, teach us to number our days that we may apply our hearts to wisdom. So it's not a bad thing when you look at a year and calibrate the year to speak into the year what you want the year to give back to you. There's nothing wrong with it. Do you understand what I'm saying? So don't feel like you are being religious about things. You are not. You're actually speaking into your days. Because you don't want the next 30 years of your life to go past without a proper calibration or canonization of your days. So that's why we number our days. Teach us to what? Number our days that we may what? Apply our hearts to wisdom. So this night is going to be all of that. But today, I'm going to teach. I will share a lot of scriptures. Write it down. Go back and read the scriptures when you get home. And by the grace of God, it will do you good. Somebody say amen. All right. Acts chapter 2 and verse 42. Acts chapter 2 and verse 42. Acts chapter 2 and verse 42. If you have it on this, IK, if you have it on this screen in front of me, I'll be glad if I can have it on this screen in front of me. Acts chapter 2, verse 42. It says, can we read it together? All right, let's do it together. One, two, go. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, in the breaking of bread and in prayers. So I want you to spell out the things that are important in 2024 that you should continue steadfastly in. Okay? The first one is what? Teaching. When you see the word apostles' doctrine, their doctrine is teaching. They continued in teaching, fellowship, breaking of bread. So we should do some more eating together. Amen. Yeah, let's do some eating together. Praise the Lord. And in prayers. Can we see the NIV version or the NIV or the message? Any of them? NIV or the message version? Okay, and they committed themselves to the teaching of the apostles, the life together, say life together, the common meal, and the prayers. So firstly, is teaching. Number one, say teaching. Number two, life together. Let's use this translation. Number two is what? Life together. Then number three, common meal. Number four, prayers. So teaching. I want you to give attention to teaching this year. You see? So how do you give attention to teaching? You must be intentional about your notes. Now, how do I put this? When you come to church, it's important that you learn to write. You see, you write the scriptures that you have heard. Write some points that remind you to certain things or what the Holy Spirit is telling you in the service. Put it down. So that when you have the privilege or the opportunity next time, you can teach others. Because at some point, you would be a teacher when that opportunity shows up. So we will commit ourselves to teaching. To teaching. Please, to teaching more than to experience. To teaching more than feeling. To teaching. Can I say that again? We will commit ourselves to teaching more than feelings, more than experiences. To teaching. Just like when I talk about the resurrection of Christ, I'm ministering to a bereaved family. I let them know that what you feel is real. But you see, after what you have felt is past, what you know must guide you. So you must stay with a teaching. For your life, when it comes to five major areas, your vocation, your ministry, your family, your finances, and your personal life. These five things I just said. There must be a teaching around it. There must be a teaching that guides from the Word of God your relationships. How do I relate with people? What is the teaching? What are the principles that guide my relationships? What are the principles or teachings that guide my fellowship in church? What are the teachings that guide my personal life, that guides my finances, that guides... Do you understand what I'm saying? So there must be a teaching. You must commit yourself to teaching. I was telling those who were praying on Friday, we came to pray. I said there are three major reasons why we pray. The first reason why we pray is we pray to minister to God. That's the first one. The number two, we pray also to be edified or to be built. The number three, we pray for direction. That God gives you clarity of thought. Because prayer is supposed to be communication. It's a two-way communication. You are talking to God, He's talking back to you. Some people go to pray and they blah 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 blah, and they don't pay attention to what God is telling them. We'll deal with that in the evening. But you see, in prayer, you must be able to hear what God is saying back to you. Are you following what I'm saying? So it is important that you have a committed devotion to certain teachings that guide your life. Then we give attention to the life together. We are not just called to believe, but we are called to belong. We are not just called to believe or to have faith in Christ, but we are also called to belong. So there has to be a local assembly that you belong to. And not just the local assembly that you belong to. A local assembly where you draw your feeding from. Because the choice of the church where you go is not just a casual decision you make. Where you are planted is so intentional by God that the whole of your life can be influenced by just the teaching you hear. So that's why if you read the Bible very well, it says pay attention to doctrine and to yourselves. which at the end of the day, by so doing, you might save yourself and save others. What he's saying is that doctrine, the ultimate goal of doctrine is to save you. So the ultimate goal of doctrine is not just to know. You see Christians today who just know, they just want to know, they take pride in knowing scriptures. But what? How does it benefit us if we know scriptures and we can't apply the scriptures? So the ultimate goal of knowing the Bible is to save you. And what is the salvation there? In the context, salvation is not just forgiveness of sins. Salvation is deliverance, prosperity, forgiveness of sins, and blessings. That's what you call salvation. So you must pay attention to teaching. And then you are planted in a local church. Now the Bible says that to some he gave apostles, pastors, teachers, prophets, evangelists for the edification of the saints, for the work of the ministry. Now he gave pastors because pastors are God's representatives to teach and feed the body of Christ with knowledge. That's why we have pastors. So there must be a man of God who you submit your life to, who you submit yourself to. There must be a local church where you tell yourself, I am a part of this gathering. This gathering is part of my development as an individual when it comes to my spiritual growth. So there are no lone blocks in the kingdom. Are you with me now? Okay? Because if God so trusted the Holy Spirit that in the sufficiency of the Holy Spirit we can survive by ourselves, he would not talk about the assembly or the coming together of the saints. So I want you to pay attention to your spirit this coming year. Because from the strength of your spirit, other things will become stronger in your life. A lot of people can't trace where their weakness is coming from. You think it's because you don't have money. You think you are not just happy because things are not panning out. But the real joy is supposed to come from your spirit. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Until you know, you know. If you don't know, you don't know. That's why the Bible says, taste and see. Let nobody tell you. Taste and see that the Lord is good, and blessed is the one who puts his trust in the Lord. So it is important that you commit yourself to fellowship. There are some things that will happen in 2024. It will chase you away from fellowship. Let me prepare your mind now. Make a promise to forgive. Let forgiveness be a promise. I promise to forgive. Before the offense comes, let forgiveness be a promise. Because the Bible says that surely offenses will come, but the scripture says, woe to whom brings the offense. Are you seeing it now? So if offenses come from someone, that does not mean you choose to be offended. If someone offends me, it is also my choice to decide to be offended. So you have to tell yourself, I will not be offended no matter how annoying you are. Are you following what I'm saying? I choose to keep my sanity and I choose to keep the intactness of my mind no matter how obnoxious, no matter how much you keep stepping on my toes. They ask Jesus, how many times do we forgive? He says, forgive 70 times 7. I thought about it. That's 490 times. How do you break 490 times into 16 hours that you are awake for the day? 16 hours? Because you are sleeping for the remaining hours, let's say. Now, 490 times in 16 hours is 2 minutes. So, even if the person is a witch, are you following me? Even if the person is a witch, I doubt that person will be annoying you every 2 minutes of the day. But when you have made a promise to forgive, that's why there is no relationship without forgiveness. Even the one you have with Jesus Christ started with forgiveness. Are you getting what I'm saying? And you can't talk about forgiveness without an offense. It means that offense is in the context of that discourse when you are talking about forgiveness. So your promise to forgive is acknowledging that offenses will come. But you choosing not to be offended is where you are strong. Let me tell you something. It is weak people who fall for offenses. Selah. So 2024, you tell yourself, I am called to belong. Are you getting what I'm saying? I am called to belong. I come to church, and because church is not a perfect place. Church is a place where people come and people are blessed, people are lifted, people are also annoyed. That's church for you. Church is like a mixed crowd. The more you get to interact, the more you get to see characters, and you know, because you're dealing with human beings. And you will be foolish to think that how can this be the house of God? And that's how this person is. You've not started. You don't really understand because you are dealing... People who come to the hospital, are they well? So everybody is in perfection. You are on a journey to being perfect. You are perfected in Christ, but you are on a journey of perfection. Do you understand what I'm saying? So you must learn to be patient with people. So we're called to belong together. If you see that verse. Then we're called to share common meals. Praise God. I think that's the part that some of us would like. We're called to share together. And let me break the common meals. The common meals might include our monies, might include our belongings, our gifts. God has called you to share. If you see the early church, they never lacked anything good. There was nobody in the early church who did not have something as long as somebody else had it. If somebody had something in the early church, it will go around. It will go around. And let me tell you, you see, here in TSP, please, if you are in need, learn to speak up and speak up to the right people. Speak up to the right people. There was something I stopped recently, and I'm still stopping it. I'm not changing my mind on it. That after service, you see some people who just make a habit of going to beg for money. Do you understand that habit? That's a bad habit. You know, in fact, 2024, you need to grow from that. Because how long would you keep, you know, putting people's, you say, Father, Lord, touch this person. And if the person does not answer, you are now offended. You keep bugging someone. You keep, you know, and some people have driven certain people from church because of that attitude. And even me as the pastor, I'm not even aware. You see what I'm saying? So it's not a good habit. But I'm saying that when there are genuine needs, we have a department in church that you can come to tender your needs. And we are committed to fulfilling the demands of these needs as a church. That's why we're here. When we cannot, we will say we cannot. When it's too much, we will say it passes our power. Do you get? But we will try. We will call a few people and say, come help us. This sister needs this. This brother needs this. But not that after service, you will go and start, you know, telling this person, you know, and the next Sunday, you are coming back again to that person. It's better you go to the person's office. Don't do it in TSP. Amen. Follow the right channels. If you're following what I'm saying, say amen. It's like the amen is reducing. Some people are not happy with what I'm saying. Okay. All right. So these are the things that we continue in. Praise God. And by extension, don't disturb. You know, a lot of guys have this habit. You see a lady you've not seen in church before. That's when you know you now have something to say. Praise God. We need to behave ourselves in church. I'm saying this thing so that we can encourage fellowship. Because some people have been battered by fellowship in church. You see, you open yourself to genuine relationships and fellowships. And all of a sudden, it just goes left. Because some Christian brothers and sisters don't know how to behave. Don't know how to behave. We can't continue that in 2024. Yeah. Do you understand? And the funny thing is that you as a guy, you don't even know that the other ladies who you think don't know you are chiking are communicating with each other. Or there's a strong network. There's a system that is working and you are there just fooling yourself. And spoiling the name of TSP. Oh, now so then they do for that church. Please, that's not how we do here. I beg you in Jesus. Any brother who has messed up. Anyway, it's not as if I have any information. Amen. So this is not bad publicity. Good things happen here. But I'm just putting a note of caution. Amen, somebody. Don't pursue married men in church. Don't pursue. Do you understand what I'm saying? Don't pursue. The amen is coming so much from this side. Don't pursue things that don't concern you. You know, when God's hand is on something, you would know. You would know when divine connections are made in church. You would feel it. You would know this is of God. Do you understand what I'm saying? You will feel the flow. It won't be with evil intentions. It won't be forced. It won't be with a high level of carnality. None of that. When you know God is in a relationship, it will be clear. Both to you and the person. Not, sister, God told me. My dear sister, tell God to told me to. Do you understand? So please, we have to be careful. Let's not do things that stifle fellowship. I want TSP to be a family church. We are a family church, but I want us to be more a family church. That, you see, you can be vulnerable with your brother and you are sure that your brother is not casting you or using what you have said against him tomorrow. You can say, come. Some people cannot even give their prayer points. Their real prayer point. There was a day Pastor Paul was praying on Friday and he was led by the Holy Spirit. Pastor Paul, you remember that prayer meeting? Oh, that was such a, who was there? That was such a prayer meeting. He was led by the Holy Spirit to pray for everybody's request. Everybody had something to say. And I enjoyed the fact that people freely said what they really wanted God to do for them. I enjoyed it. It showed me that there was a free flow of spirit in the house. There was unity of spirit. There was no fear of, will they castigate me? People freely expressed their desires. And we all joined hands and we prayed for them. But we can't be in an environment where it's so difficult for you to say what you want God to do for you. Or you have a testimony, you can't even share it because after you share your testimony, two brothers are waiting for you. So we have to stop bad behavior. Talk to me, somebody. So we must learn how to encourage fellowship. Church is supposed to be beautiful. I'm telling you, we should look forward to coming to church. Church is meant, but people are just spoiling things and discouraging people from coming. So we must learn to behave well. Give your neighbor a nod. I know the chairs are a bit afar, but give your neighbor a nod and say, let's behave well. Praise God. Are you blessed this morning? Okay. So, common meals and then prayer. We'll give attention to prayer in 2024. Listen, don't follow social media trends. When you hear someone, even men of God, please, I'm not trying to castigate any man of God, but when you hear things like, is it by prayer? Every time, prayer, 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 prayer. Let us think. Let us act. Let us engage our minds. Listen to me. Don't be fooled to replace the things of the Spirit with logic. Don't be fooled to replace the supernatural with intellectual conversations. It is not either or in the things of God. It is this and in the things of God. So when you are looking at God, you don't box God in one side and you think God is all about action. If he's God, you will move. No, sometimes if he's God, you will wait. Then sometimes if he's God, you would also move. So you need to know which one is speaking to you at a particular time. The men of Issachar, they understood the times and the seasons. And they knew what Israel ought to do at the time. So you must be spiritually intelligent. So you must understand these things. That when you are dealing with God, I'm talking about prayer now. Don't ever belittle prayer. Don't join anybody to belittle the power of prayer. You know, there was a ministry. I'm not going to call the name of the ministry. But when the ministry started, it was more of, we believe in the word. We're a word people. We're a word church. We're called to the word. We're called to preach the word. We stand on the word. And everything is done in Christ. Okay? When things started to happen, and God opened the eyes of the pastor, the pastor found out that there was a missing link to that revelation because Without prayer, no matter how much of what you think you know, certain things will not happen. Because through prayer, it is God giving permission to do what he wants to do. Can I say that again? Prayer is God. Prayer is you giving God a permission of what he himself wants to do. Jesus is coming to the world to save the world, but he gets people to pray. Think about it. Can't Jesus just be born? He can be. The virgin birth is going to happen, but he gets people to pray. Prophecies go before certain actualizations in the scripture because God would always use the medium of prayer, entreating him to bring in things to pass. So we're going to give attention to teaching. Somebody say teaching. What's the second one again? Fellowship. All right. How does the message put it? Life together. In fact, let's say together, we will do life together. It's important. It's important. Amen, somebody. All right. We're not called to be alone. We're not lone blocks. You know, when the lion roars, the first thing it does is to scatter the pack with the roar. And who do you think is the most vulnerable when the pack is scattered? The one who is alone. So the first thing Satan does when he wants to mess you up is to separate you first. Is to isolate you. That's why when you are not strong, when you're not feeling well, when I mean feeling well, I'm not talking about your body. I'm talking about psychologically, mentally. You are not in that space. To pray, you can't even pray. My advice for you, come to church. Because when you come, you will connect with somebody else's faith. It might be behind your row. It may come from the pastor. It may come from the person you greet, the person you shake. But something will happen to you. You know what Jesus said to the man who was blind? He said, after he spat on the ground, he made clay. He put on the guy's eyes. Then Jesus told the guy, go wash in the pool of Siloam. And I learned that Siloam is called in the Greek the sent one. There are some people who are sent to you. There are some things that you can't do by yourself. I will teach on impartation more in the coming year. I will show you that in impartation, what is for you is with somebody else. Oh, you don't hear what I'm saying. See, in impartation, what is for you is not with you. What is for you is with somebody else. And if you're not humble enough to receive, because you are looking at the package, you would never be up to what God wants you to do. You see, in my journey as a pastor, I had to learn that there were certain things God will give me. Many of them came from my juniors. They were, when I mean juniors, I mean people who I had gone ahead of in the spirit. There were certain things I drew from them that came from them. Some of them were my members in fellowship when I was leading as a pastor in school. They were not just pastors. Because God is not a respecter of persons. So you don't look at someone and say, this person can never bless me. First of all, pride is finishing you. First of all, you are not even, you see, you don't know the things of God. Let's start from there. Secondly, you will never receive because God resists the proud and he gives grace to the humble. So you can't look at someone and judge the person that the person can never bless you. If a little girl climbs this altar now, she will bless me. If someone climbs the pulpit and is preaching nonsense, I will be blessed by the nonsense on how not to preach nonsense. I will be blessed in one way or the other. This person does not know the gospel. You are still a nepios. Because a child is the one who assumes that God can only speak in a certain way. When Jesus was talking to the two people who were walking to Emmaus, the Bible says that he spoke from the prophets and the law of things concerning himself. There were no books like 1 Corinthians, Ephesians, Galatians when Jesus was talking. He read the law, the same law you are condemning. He read that law and he spoke of himself from the law. So if you tell yourself that the person has to know what you know to bless you, you are a baby. You are first of all in pride. And because of your pride, you think you know. You don't know, you don't know. So I've learned how to submit myself. I've learned how to listen to a call. I've learned how to be edified even when I'm counseling someone. Talk to me, somebody. I've learned how to draw strength from someone who doesn't look like it. This is your pastor talking now. So let's not even go there. So we must learn, we must submit ourselves to the dealings of God. Praise God. You know, we're not arrogant in what we know. The Bible says knowledge puffs up. Sometimes you know too much and then you become proud. You just naturally have a shoulder pad. Just because of one or two scriptures you crammed. Nobody will hear word again. Or just because God shows you a revelation or a vision. Nobody will hear word again. That devil is a liar. You must learn to submit yourself and be taught in the house of God. Praise God, somebody. So that's why it's good to come to church. When you're weak, my advice for you, come. Just be in church. You see, you. When they were looking for a replacement for the person who would take over Judas' position. You know Judas Iscariot, the one who fell, who betrayed Jesus. You know he was part of the 12. They were looking for a replacement. One of the criteria for the replacement was that he must be such a one who was with us from the beginning. That means punctuality is necessary for selecting leaders. He must be such a one who we have seen from the beginning. That is every service this person is there. Wednesday service, you will see her. Sunday service, you will see her. Do you understand what I'm saying? Now, I'm not trying to put you under pressure or put you on the spot. But I'm just speaking to you because, listen to me, the real you is your spirit. And there are certain things in your life that will not catch fire until your spirit catches the fire. Are you getting what I'm saying? The Bible says, with joy you draw from the wells of salvation. Okay? And it is when you are truly joyful and happy, that is when certain things will flow in your life. And where does true joy come from? You must have a source. A lot of you are planted in a toxic situation. Your office is toxic. Your workplace is toxic. You are not called to the church. You are called to the world. You are not called to TSP four walls. I'm talking to some people now. Some of you are called to Muslims. Some of you live and breathe the same air every Monday to Friday where Muslims, atheists, and Buddhists are occupying. But you must understand your source, that you are not influenced by these things. So in 2024, we will give attention to prayer, to teaching. Do you understand? Everybody knows where they go. Everybody knows where he goes to draw some kind of strength from. So we'll give attention to teaching. What did Pastor teach last Sunday? I will go over my notes. I will study it. I will listen to the message over and over. That's giving attention to teaching. What was taught on Wednesday? You know, some people, when they miss church, they don't even care about what was taught. Because to you, church is like a ritual. But you see, for me, if I belong to a local church and I'm not in the service, I am eager to know what was taught. If I'm, for example, in Kano, I'm ministering somewhere, or I'm not in town, Pastor Victor is ministering, Pastor Chibuzo, Pastor Shola, any of them ministers, I will go back to listen to what they taught. Because what they taught is God's word for the house. And God's word for the house is God's word for my life. Because I'm planted in the house. They who are planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. Come on, amen. It's interesting how I've not started my message, but I will close. We'll continue next Sunday. Is that okay? I've not even started. Honestly, I've not started. See now. As if you can see anything. But let's close. Praise God. Lift your hands up and just say, Lord, I make an intentional decision. Give me the grace to focus on the things of the Spirit. Give me the grace to pay attention to the things that really matter. Help me, guide me in this 2024. You know, that I stand perfect and complete in all the will of God. Help me in 2024 that I don't make careless mistakes. I don't engage in things that will stifle my commitment to you, my love for you, the understanding of your love for me. I choose this day whom I serve. I choose you as my Lord. I choose you as my Father. Hey, listen to me. I am God's voice to you this morning. And I came to sound this word of encouragement to you. Just for some of you who may have been discouraged one way or the other. Or you may have felt God has betrayed you. Or God has abandoned you. Or God doesn't love you. Listen to me. Hey, you keep your focus on Christ. Okay? For he loves you and he proved that love on the cross when he died for you. He has given you eternal life. He says, this is the record that we have. He who has the Son has life. He who does not have the Son does not have life. Child of God, you have eternal life. That's something to be grateful to God for, you know? That's something to be thankful to God for. You have eternal life. And because you have eternal life, all things are working together for your good, including the bad and including the ugly, including the messed up and including the put together. All things are working together for your good, 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 together for your good. Give me the grace to continue. Give me the grace to continue. Give me the grace to continue. Now, there are some of you who are here. You have this initial burst of ginger. And after 2 weeks, it is gone. You know, after 2 weeks, it is disappeared. You need to tell yourself, Lord, I receive grace to continue. I receive grace to continue in that which is good. The Bible says, don't be weary in well-doing. For if you do not faint, for if you don't give up, you would reap if you faint not. You see, you're going to reap. You're going to enjoy the benefits if you faint not. So he says you continue in these things. We continue steadfastly. Steadfastly. January, you're hot for Jesus. February, hot for Jesus. March, burning for the Lord. April, burning for the Lord. May, June, July, August, September, October, November. You see, you are bringing people to God in the way that you know, in the way you can, in the way you are led to. You are prophesying. You are not despising the things of the Spirit. You are not quenching the things of the Spirit. Are you seeing this? You are not despising prophecies, but you are proving all things. You see, and that's where God wants you to be. Child of God, I tell you, your relationships will not stifle what God is doing in your life. And I pray for you, all right? I don't know who you are. I don't know where you are, but God will keep you. God will keep you. God will strengthen you. The Lord will uphold you by the word of his power. The Lord will keep you in all his ways. The Lord will establish your ways. In righteousness you shall be established, and you shall be far from oppression. All your children shall be taught by the Lord, and great shall be the peace of our children. And therefore I pray for you in the name of Jesus that the Lord will lead you by the hand to go. He will show you this is the way. Walk in it. The Lord will guide you. The Lord will instruct you. The Lord will minister to your heart. In the days where you're alone and when you're weak, the Lord will be your joy. The Lord will be your strength. And weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Hallelujah. Joy comes in the morning. Yes, yes, you may be down right now, but God is about to lift you up. You might be in a pit of despair, but fret no longer. You are coming out of that pit. What the devil meant for evil, God is turning it around for good. Are you hearing what I'm saying? And I want you to be encouraged, because 2023 may have ended funny. It may not have been in the way you want it to be. It's not 100%, but listen, God will complete certain things that are in your life. You have been praying for a long time. Your prayers and your answers have come. Your manifestations have come. Yes, God is bringing to pass. He's bringing to fruition all the things, the visions you saw, the things that you talked to Him about. God is establishing it in your heart. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Pray in the Holy Ghost, church. Can we saturate this place? Can we saturate this place? I want you to get filled. While you're sitting down, just get filled with the Holy Ghost, right? Just pray in the Holy Ghost. 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 Come on, come on. Pray in the Holy Ghost. You know what is going to happen to some of you? You will have this fluency in tongues. You'll be able to pray in tongues and it will be fluent for hours. You will stay there and it will just pour out. You see, some of you are not confident in the things of the Spirit yet because you have not made practice of it. You haven't mastered it yet. But you see, in the coming days, in the coming weeks, all right, something is going to happen to you that the things of the Spirit will become a part of you. The things of the Spirit will become one with you. Come on, pray in the Holy Ghost. 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 Ripalamba kale, Jurabanda Brampa Kapo Sokotoba. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Now, can you do me a favor? We have just one more minute. I want you to touch someone. Lay your hands on someone's shoulders, wherever you are. Just make sure you contact someone right now. Yeah, 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 yeah. Now, open your mouth and pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Kariboko shadaba zira bramba gadaladadosha gira bramba gadaladabo. Jump in the river, somebody. Jump in the river. Jump in the river. Jump in the move. Jump in the move of the Holy Ghost. 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 Come on, pray. Pray. Lift your voices and pray. Reparando ko shakaba. Jida bakala brando goza. There's somebody here who God is delivering from the spirit of fear. You have been afraid. In the last few days, in fact, in the last few weeks, I see that fear lifting off your spirit. I don't know who you are, but God is saying, I've given you a mind of the lion. You have the spirit of boldness released upon you right now. There's some of you, there's a project at hand, and the Lord is saying, go with boldness and take what is yours. Take what is yours. Your confidence is not in your ability. Your confidence is in the fact that God is with you. For the Lord is in the midst of her. Hey, Kayaba. And she shall not be moved. For the Lord will help her. And that right early. That right early. Your help has come, says God. Your season has come. Your answers have come, says the Lord. Irabaka talaba. For the Lord is my help, therefore I shall not be confounded. Therefore I have set my face like a flint, and I will never be ashamed. Lose your hands and lay your hands finally on your belly. Out of your bellies will flow rivers of living waters. Rebokotolo tatatadi. Jira pramba gato. In the name of Jesus, we pray. So, TSB, there are so many things I have to show you. There are so many things I have to teach us. But we'll take it step at a time. Is that okay? We're not rushing anywhere. This evening, come back with an expectation. Okay? How many of you want God to do something notable for you? Lift your hands if you do. Let me climb up so you can all see me. You want God to do something notable for you? Wave your hands. Wave your hands. Okay? Yes. I want you to come with an expectation this evening. Because some of you will receive a 24-hour miracle. 24 hours. That is before the 1st of January is over. There are some things you are praying to God for from January this year. In 24 hours, God is going to compress it. Now, there was a lady who sent me a message. I think it was Pastor Osas who showed it to me. It was on Instagram. I don't know who she is. She lives in Lagos. Doesn't worship here. And she told me I was led by the Holy Spirit to look into the camera. And I remember the day. When I read the message, I actually remember the day. That I looked into the camera and I said to her, I made some proclamations. You see, to cut the long story short, everything I said was accurate for her. Now, the word of God does not return back to God without the purpose for which the word was sent. So that's why I'm telling you that there are some people in this building in 24 hours, because I heard it clearly, in 24 hours, you are going to see what 12 months could not give you. In 24 hours. Get ready for it. See, you will find out that in 2024, it will be easier to do big things than small things. So you must expand your mind. Are you getting what I'm saying? Expand your heart in 2024, because God will show you that He can. In fact, He will do it for His glory. God will do it because He wants to use you to boast. I don't know who I'm talking to right now. Are there people who I'm speaking about this morning? God will do it because He wants to brag with you. You know what He said about Job? He said, have you seen my servant Job? You see, God is trying to flaunt with His servants. Have you seen my servant Job? Have you seen my servant Phil? Have you seen my servant Innocent? Have you seen my servant Pastor Paul? Oh, you are waiting for me to call your name. I thought you'd be calling your name now. Have you seen my servant? And God was bragging with Job. The moment God was done with Job, God eventually, you see, a lot of people don't know that the book of Job is not a book of suffering. You know, there's a way people can mask a truth that you don't see the real thing behind the scripture. So when people say Job, the one where they suffer, a beggar, and all day. No, Job, the Bible says that he was the richest man in the East. And you saw the picture of a worshiper and a wealthy man. That was the first time, one of the first times, because Job was living during the time, it was during the time of Adam. Job was one of the earliest books of the Bible. Forget where it is placed in your Bible. Job was before Abraham. Job was. So in those days, the knowledge of God was scarce. And the Bible says God was bragging with him. Because this guy is wealthy, but he's also a worshiper of me. So he was telling Satan, have you seen my servant Job? Have you seen my servant Job? 2024, God will brag with you. Have you seen my servant? Call your name right now. God will brag with you. And Africa will look to you. Nigeria will look to you. Your name, you have not started yet. Where you are about to go, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither has it entered the hearts of man. What God has for you. If you're the one, wave your hands and shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Have you seen my servant? So you see the picture of a worshiper and a wealthy man.
And then there was the restoration of Job. That what he had was an insult to his suffering. It means Satan was regretting. If I knew, I would leave this guy. Because the way God messed him up with blessings, he belittled the challenges he went through. Some of you are just crying. God, all the things I've been through too much in 2023. It's been too much. Too much. Back to back tears. Back to back problems. Only me. But you see, when God is rewriting the story, the way you are saying only me is the same way you say only me when it comes to good things. For goodness and mercy will follow me. Hey! All the days of my life. And we will dwell in the house of the Lord. I just heard in my spirit that God is about to blow my mind. I don't know who that word is for, but God is about to blow my mind. Hey, glory to God. God is about to blow my mind. God is about to shock me. God is about to make me a wonder. If you are a wonder, shout in this place. Come on, come on. Come on. Shout in this place. Give him the glory. Give him the praise. Give him the adoration. Lift your voices. 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 Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Hallelujah. My job as a pastor is to tell you the mind of God. Gone are the days where I preach to impress people. I don't preach to impress. Pastor, you didn't really... The preaching don't enter today. I didn't preach so that it will enter. I preach so that the word of God will enter. I'm not trying to impress anybody. Are you following what I'm saying? So my commitment, part of the things I'm committing myself to this year, is that the mind of God, I will tell you. I will tell you. And if you commit yourself to teaching, you will see profit. I almost said I swear, but I'm just playing. You will see blessings. You will see increase. Praise God. Father, we thank you. So, let's prepare for... I have a good news for you. So, our devotional is out. Who is happy about that? Yeah. So, now, you know... So, this is everyday Jesus. Everyday Jesus. Can we say that together? Everyday Jesus. One more time. Everyday Jesus.
This concludes this message. Thank you for listening. And for more information about the Standpoint Church, visit our social media platform on www.facebook.com/standpointabj, twitter.com/standpointabj, instagram.com/standpointabj, and on soundcloud.com/standpointabj.